All right, Sam lost 4 days in a row last week. So far this week, he's lost 2 days in a row, and we're really trying to go for like five and beat the record from last week, right? That's what we're trying to do. We've got Vanessa from Pierrefonds ready to take Sam on. Good morning. How's it going?
I'm good. And yourself?
Good. So you weren't so sure on the text line. You said, I think I'm smarter than Sam, right?
Yes.
All right. All right. Well, take a deep breath because we're really hoping you are this morning. You know how to play the game?
5 questions, 30 seconds.
Oh, you know better than we do, actually. So we, 30 seconds on the clock for Vanessa. Give her a job.
All right, Vanessa, you got this. What do you call a male duck?
Pass.
What U.S. mountain has four presidents carved into it?
Mount Rushmore.
Galleon, dinghy, and catamaran are types of what?
Boats.
Who owns a chocolate factory in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Pass.
What Beat Artist fans are called the Bayhive?
Pardon?
What Beat Artist fans are called the Bayhive?
The Beehive.
Beehive.
Cardi B?
What do you call a male duck?
Okay. Time is up. Yeah. That was the buzzer.
That was a tough one. That first one's a tough one.
We're going to ring Sam back in from his isolated booth. We're playing a little Dirty Dancing. We just found out that this is the top movie to watch if you want to get it on, actually, Dirty Dancing.
Mm-hmm.
So good. All right, you're up against Vanessa in Pierrefonds this morning.
All righty.
All right, 30 seconds.
Time
Let's get
to do it.
Ready for Sam to lose.
All right. What do you call a male duck?
Oh, pass.
What U.S. mountain has four presidents carved into it?
Rushmore.
Galleon, dinghy, and catamaran are types of what?
Boats.
Who owns a chocolate factory in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Willy Wonka.
What Beat Artist fans are called the Beehive or Bayhive?
Oh, I'm pretty sure Nikki's part of this one.
That's
Beyonce.
What do you call a male duck?
Ugh. This is one of those ones. I'm going to kick myself in the head. I don't know.
All right.
Male duck.
That's
a hard one.
A male duck. I didn't know if they were like gender specific.
You don't know what it is. When you're like, it's not going to be one of those ones where you're like, darn it.
Sure.
Yeah you're going to have no idea.
What
do you call a male duck? The answer is Drake. It's called a Drake. And so, yeah.
I did.
I've heard of it before.
No. I was going to remember it, but it does ring a bell.
Sure. Neither one of you were correct on that one. What U.S. mountain has four presidents carved into it? It's Mount Rushmore. And you both got that one. Galleon, dinghy, and catamaran are types of boats. You're both correct on that. Who owns the chocolate factory in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? The answer is Willy Wonka, and Sam was correct on that one. And the last question, what Beat Artist fans are called? The Beehive, of course, it is Beyonce, and Sam was correct on that one. It's an unfair question because Sam knows I'm the leader of the Beehive. So he hears me talk about it a lot, so of course he was going to get that.
You're head of the Montreal chapter.
I am. Oh, I'm sorry, Vanessa. Unfortunately, that makes Sam the winner this morning.
No, that's okay. Sorry, guys.
No.
Sorry, don't apologize.
Yes. You did really well, and it was great having you on. Try again soon, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
And we've got Amber and her PhD holding husband in the car ready to take Sam on this morning, right?
Oh, that's right. We got this.
You know what Sam does not have?
What's that?
A PhD, that's for sure.
Bringing in a ringer today.
Me that that's true.
It is true. All right, you guys know how to play? You listen every morning?
Every morning.
Perfect. Good luck, Amber. We're rooting for you.
Okay, thanks. Guys. According to the 90s catchphrase, what should you do before you wreck yourself?
Check yourself.
Where was the Fresh Prince born and raised?
West Philadelphia.
Australia was originally colonized as a what?
Pass.
Bella Swan is a main character in this movie franchise.
Pass.
What prefix can come before Bishop, Duke, and Nemesis?
Arch.
Australia was originally colonized as a what?
Prison. Expedition. Thing.
Okay. All right. We're going to
bring it in there.
Sam in like a wrecking ball.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, my God. I just had a vision of you on the wrecking ball like Miley was licking the sledge.
You're welcome for that
nothing
visual.
Nothing but Doc Martens and brawn underwear.
Licking the sledgehammer. Horrible.
All right.
You're up against Amber and Josh this morning.
Okay. Amber and Josh.
They're the coolest couple ever, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they are.
Like cooler than me and my girlfriend?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Your girlfriend's cool, but you bring it down a little.
Right. It's not the first time I heard that.
All right. We've got 30 seconds on the clock for Sam.
All right.
According to the 90s catchphrase, what should you do before you wreck yourself?
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Where was the Fresh Prince born and raised?
In West Philadelphia.
Australia was originally colonized as a what?
It was, that's where they sent convicts. It was like a prison.
Bella Swan is a main character in this movie franchise.
Bella Swan. Pass.
What prefix can come before Bishop, Duke, and Nemesis?
Arch.
Bella Swan is a main character in this movie franchise.
Oh, my God. Twilight.
Ooh. Too bad.
Zone Theater, the Twilight. Yeah. No, the
Twilight Zone. Is that where you're from?
No, maybe.
All right.
I don't know.
Let's see how you guys made out this morning. According to the 90s catchphrase, what should you do before you wreck yourself? You better check yourself.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Okay. Where was the Fresh Prince born and raised? It's West Philadelphia. You were both correct on that one. Australia was originally colonized as what? A prison colony. They were both correct on that. Our producer said yes. You boys both got that. What prefix can come before Bishop, Duke, and Nemesis? It is Arch. You were both correct on that one. And the one you both got wrong was Bella Swan is the main character in what movie franchise? The answer is Twilight.
The buzzer went.
Sorry.
Yeah. Can't take it.
That means going into a tiebreaker.
No, I had it. That's how it works, buddy.
You had it way after the buzzer, Sam. Sorry.
You don't get 35 seconds.
All right. Sam is out. It was way after. Sam is out. He is in his isolated booth once again. Okay, you guys know how the tiebreaker works, right?
Absolutely.
All right, these are tough. You only have 5 seconds. The answer is a number, so just make sure you say something, okay?
Okay.
Whoever comes closest is going to be the winner. All right, Amber and Josh, how many miles is it from London to New York?
1,200.
Okay. We're going to bring Sam back in. We're going to ask him the same question. It's always tough when the clock is ticking there. All right, Sam, welcome back. Are you still upset?
Very much
he
so.
He is upset.
You wrecked yourself, didn't you?
I didn't check myself, therefore I wrecked myself.
All right, Sam, how many miles is it from London to New York?
Let's go 2,900.
2,900?
Yeah.
Miles?
Miles.
Last final answer?
Final answer.
All right, how many miles is it from London to New York, according to Google? It is like a Google. My mouth was googly there for a minute. The answer is 3,459. Sam said 2,900. Amber and Josh said 1,200. So unfortunately,
there goes the dynamite.
Oh, I was so excited for this celebration. You have no idea. Wow.
Next time, it's coming.
You're gonna get him. Absolutely. All right, you guys have got to try again. Okay.
We definitely will. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you, and thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Thank you, too.
Okay.
Did you mention that he was a PhD student?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Well,
he clearly needs to go back to school.
Oh, my gosh. Sam's going to be walking around saying he beat somebody with a PhD today.
Darn right. How many other people can say that?
All right.
That's the last thing we needed.